non-reciprocity, about exile, and we want to know the derivation. How do we know that a conspiring witness does not get reciprocal punishment? And the answer is because the Pasuk says, he shall flee to one of the cities of refuge, which is in Devarim 19, in Shoftim. And it says, Hu Yanus Elachat Ha'arim Ha'ele V'chai. A person who murdered unintentionally, it says, he should flee. He flees to the cities of refuge. And this implies that only he, the unintentional murderer, goes there, but not the conspiring witness. Now, why should that mean anything? Obviously, you have to say he has to go somewhere. It's part of a sentence. Why should that teach only him? How else are you going to say it? So it could be when we say pronouns, usually we say it after the word, like we say about Hashem, Rachum v'chanun ata. You are merciful and gracious. So by saying, so it might have said, Yanus hu shama. But by saying hu, it's like saying specifically he, it's like it's stressing he should go. He and not anybody else that you might have thought, which would the only other person would be, is the conspiring witness, at least for these purposes. So that's how we learn it. Now it's interesting how we're learning a law about conspiring witnesses, not in the Edim Zomimin section of Devarim in Shoftim. This is also in Shoftim, but it's in the Ir Miklat section. So look how a person has to know, to be a posek, you have to know Torah from all over the place, because you pick up a word from here, pick up a word from there, and then it makes a whole story. It's not always the law is in the section that you're in. A piece of the law could be in another section. So that's why a person has to know Kol HaTorah Kula. The entire Torah has to be under his belt, so to speak, in order to start making rulings and decisions, just as an aside. Now, a second answer is a Kal Vachomer, and this is rejected, as we'll see. And then connection is explanation of current Mishnah. And now we'll start the Gemara. Me'idin anu b'ish peloni shuchayav galut v'chulei. This is just the heading about this part of the Mishnah, like we said. Menahane mile, minayim milim elu. How do we know these words, which is derivation or source? Amar resh lakish. De amar kira, because the Pasuk says, Hu yanus el achat ha'arim. He should flee to one of the cities, which is cities of refuge. Hu velozo mimin, meaning he, the guy who killed by accident, and not anyone else, like the conspiring witnesses. And that's the proof, that's the derivation. Now Rabbi Yochanan has a second answer. Rabbi Yochanan Omer, Kal Vachomer, you could say it's a Kal Vachomer. You don't need a pasuk. Uma hu shasa maaseh. This person who actually did something, Bemezid enogole, if he killed on purpose, he does not get galut. Like we know, he gets even worse, execution. Hen shelo asu maaseh, but these people, the Edim Zomimin, that they didn't even do an action. Bemezid enodin shelo yiglu, but even though they did it on purpose, still, since there was no action, and the Mezid guy who did an action, he doesn't go to exile. Certainly this guy shouldn't go to exile. So it seems like a logical Kal Vachomer that we could say that he does not go to exile, which we know is the law, and he doesn't get reciprocal punishment. So why can't we learn it from this Kal Vachomer? It seems we can. But Gemara answers it up. Vehi no tenet. When it says vehi, meaning this answer you just gave us, that's going to no tenet, that's going to give us the opposite answer. V'halo dinhu, and it's also in a way Kal Vachomer, which is having parentheses. So you learn it this way. Hu sha'asa ma'aseh, this guy that did an action, b'mezid lo ligle, by doing it on purpose, he is not sent to exile, the murderer, meaning he murdered on purpose. So now he does not get exile. Why? Ki hechi dila teve lechapara. Kedei shelo tielo kapara. He shouldn't have an atonement from his actions. Meaning the guy who killed by unintentionally, so he goes to Ir Miklat, and it's like a kapara for him. But the guy who killed intentionally, he doesn't get the privilege to go to exile. In fact, we kill him. But now the other side of the story is this, to continue this Kal Vachomer, Hen Shelo Asu Maaseh, these people, now we're on the witness stand, people, they didn't do an action, because testifying is just speaking, it's not considered an action, even though it is on purpose, intentionally, so Bimezid Na Meliglu. Even though they're doing it intentionally, since they didn't do anything really, they just talked, so they should be allowed to go to Ir Miklat. Ki hechele de lehevelehu kapara. Kedei shetielahem e kapara. They should have a kapara for that. Meaning they didn't do that much damage at the end. All they did was speak and nothing even happened. So you would think that he should go to Ir Miklat to get a kapara. So you see the Kal Vachomer this way, it's not working out. Ela mechavarta kidresh lakish. It's more whitened or clear, like Resh Lakish said, which was the original Dirasha, that it says he goes and not anybody else. The way to understand this, what Rabbi Yochanan was saying, he was trying to say the Kal Vachomer this way. Since the guy who killed on purpose, he does not merit to go to Ir Miklat, so we should say the guy that did less damage, he also shouldn't go, meaning compare one to the next. But then the Gemara said, no, if you're going to compare it, let's compare it this way. The Mezid guy does not go to Ir Miklat, but we should say that the other guy, since he did less damage, let him go. Let him go and get his kapara. So that's why if you're going to start saying Kal Vachomer, it doesn't work out, because you'd have to play it on the other side, and the other side doesn't work out. That's why we say it was better in the way Resh Lakish said it.